Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lort, and I'm your host today. And my guests today, Mayor Mike Merrill and Brittany Weber. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, we had a little talk just last episode.
Yes.
About you and what's going on in Grafton, and we hadn't got to the really big thing.
No, we ran out of time.
The biggest thing that's going on. And we have Brittany with us here today to talk about that, because she's the project administrator for the city of Grafton and the board secretary for the National Memorial of Military Ascent that is going to be put together, built right there in Grafton on those rock walls as you coming into town.
Absolutely.
Now, how were those, question, Brittany, how were those, that wall, how was that formed?
That was actually an old quarry site.
Uh-huh. Quarry site. And yes, they were taking all the rock
limestone,
out of there.
Limestone, yeah. Native limestone rocks out of there.
See, well, they didn't know probably back then it'd be a national monument, did they?
I'm sure they didn't.
Yes. So, Mayor, how did you get this idea?
Well, the idea came to me slowly, but I was fortunate enough with my wife. We went to France 3 times after I retired, to Omaha Beach, to in Normandy, to observe the ceremonies and so forth going on. We have a friend over there, so we were, you know, escorted around and so on. And on we went to the 70th and 75th anniversaries, and on the 70th, I was honored to give a speech on D-Day on Omaha Beach to the Bedford Association. And then we went to Pointe du Hoc, and we saw that. It was just, it sticks in your mind. And then the last time we were there was in 2019. And we came back, and as we were driving one day down the River Road, I happened to turn to the left and look to where Brittany was just talking about, to these cliffs. And I pointed like that to Lynn, and I says, look, Pointe du Hoc. She goes, oh, my gosh. So we chatted about it, and then it wasn't until I became mayor in 2021 that I used that as one of my points to look for a way to honor not just World War II, but all of our veterans and their families. And then the idea came, why don't we have statues climbing in bronze? And so what we did is, when I was the mayor, the city council established a commission, and that commission then has gone out, and we've looked, and we came up with this idea.
Tell me, because I know you're an authority on it, okay? Tell me about that day or days. At
June 6, 1944, the morning of when they landed, there was 5 landing beaches that they landed on. Utah and Omaha Beach were the American beaches. In between Omaha and Utah beaches.
And this is their landing in Europe.
Correct. In France. Normandy. So in between Omaha and Utah beaches is a point of land that sticks out that's called Pointe du Hoc. And what that did, it gave the Germans a clear line of fire, enfilade fire down the beaches of Omaha Beach and Utah Beach. So that position had to be taken out before the landings could successfully happen on Omaha Beach.
How come they didn't take it out with air?
Oh, they tried. They didn't have, back in those days, the munitions that we have today, Chris. You know, they don't have the pinpoint. They took the B-17s, they took the B-25s, the B-26s. They all came over and they bombed. Oh, they bombed not only the beaches, but they bombed that Pointe du Hoc. And to this day, all those bomb craters are still there. But the Germans are very smart, just like everyone else. When you do a defense, they had everything built deep underground in bunkers, and all the guns were protected in bunkers. So therefore, they didn't really do any damage to them. And one of the things—
So the guns were in bunkers.
The guns were in big,
they were underground,
bunkers.
And then they would come up out of the ground and
No,
use them?
Actually, they were bunkers that you could see through the slits, and the cannons would stick out, and so they're big, heavy, like they did with their submarine
pans. Right. I remember seeing pictures of that in the movies.
Yes, and like, so what they did
they
was—
They were like concrete bunkers,
weren't they?
They were. Yeah.
And they bombed, particularly they wanted to bomb all of the beaches that the troops were going to land on, because they wanted the bomb craters there so that they could hide at them. Well, one of the problems was they missed Omaha Beach completely. And so when they landed on Omaha Beach, if you ever saw the movie Saving Private Ryan,
oh, yeah,
it was like that. There was no place for those guys to hide. And over the first—
What do you mean they missed it?
The bombs missed hitting the beach.
And they didn't think that they should go back and rebomb?
It was the day before.
Oh, the day before.
No chance to go back. Oh. So they landed, and they almost called, Eisenhower almost called off the entire invasion based upon what they called Bloody Omaha.
Right.
Over 3,000 casualties just that first morning. And they finally made it through. But so one of the things that they had to do was take out this Point de Hoc.
Yeah.
So they gave that mission to a brand new organization called the Rangers, the 2nd Battalion, 500 men. And so Lieutenant Colonel Rutter, who was in charge of the Rangers, this new unit, they'd practiced in Europe of climbing cliffs, and they started out. They were supposed to hit that landing site at 6:30 in the morning, half an hour before Omaha Beach. You know how what happens when the first bullet flies. Things went wrong. Radios went out. They divided the force. 250 of the Rangers went to the Point du Hoc. The other 250 were floating out in the English Channel on their landing craft. They didn't get the word because the radios didn't work, so their backup plan, they moved into Omaha Beach with the rest. Lieutenant Colonel Rutter.
So they were all on the beach?
No, just they were on Omaha. The only ones climbing the cliffs that morning to take out those guns were only half of the organization, 250 Rangers. 250 Rangers landed. They climbed those cliffs under fire from the Germans up above, and 77 of them were killed in action. 152 of them were wounded. They were supposed to link up at 12 o'clock noon with the forces from Omaha Beach, but that didn't happen because they were still tied down on Omaha Beach. So they had to hold those positions up there, not only for the rest of the day, but that night. And they fought off three German counterattacks.
Oh,
and the other thing that was bad was when all of their supplies, the landing craft that had their munitions, that had all of their extra, you know, demolitions, sank in the English Channel before it even got to shore. So they climbed and took out those positions with what they had on their backs.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, how did they do that? How were they able to even do that?
What they did was on each of the landing craft, they had rockets, and those rockets were tied to these large hemp ropes, and they would fire up to the top with a grappling hook, tie into either dirt, wire, or whatever they get a hold of, and then they would grab those ropes and they'd start to climb.
They had to be some courageous, strong, athletic
about 100 feet, just same. The cliffs that we have here that we're replicating are just about the same height, within about a foot.
And again,
they weren't these old guys like me and you sitting there climbing. There was these young kids that climbing it. Lieutenant Colonel Rutter was probably the oldest guy there. He's probably in his early 30s. So they climbed these cliffs under fire, and they took out the positions up on top.
Which was the turning point?
Well, actually, the turning point was on Omaha Beach when they finally found a way to break through the defenses and move on in. But what happened was when they got to the top, if you ever saw the movie The Longest Day, there were no guns up there. And they're thinking, oh, my gosh. But the guns, they actually had 675-millimeter French cannons that were on wheels. And they'd hauled those back into an apple orchard so they'd be safe. But the Rangers found them, destroyed them, and then they defended that position for the rest of the day and that evening.
I see.
So that's what we're replicating. So what we're going to do is we're going to have 12 life-size bronze statues. Five of those will be mounted on the cliff. The others will be down on the ground in support positions, radio man, rifleman, and so forth, getting ready to climb the cliff. We'll have the brass or the steel ropes coming down from the cliff to replicate this climb.
Yeah, and then building the bunkers up ahead.
The only thing we're going to put up on top, we're just going to come in and put a concrete barrier, if you will, to hold back any of the spoil or dirt to direct the water from the top. But we won't be doing anything really to the top because there's trees and everything up there. Those will all stay the same.
And these will be life-size?
Life-size statues. There'll be about 250, 300 pounds per statue. And as we're sitting here speaking, they're being poured right now in North Carolina. The radio man is the first one being done, and you can go on our website and watch him do the pour.
I see. So when they're solid bronze?
No. They'll be bronze as a type of, yes.
Yeah. Pretty great.
Dipped in bronze.
Dipped in bronze. Okay. So now you're, Brittany,
yes.
You're the board, secretary of board. What have you been doing? What have you been working on? Get this thing going.
Well, about a year and a half ago, we started this capital campaign. So we've worked on a website, all kinds of social media. We've had several fundraisers.
Well, what, how much is it going to cost to get this together, to put this in
play? It's a $6 million project.
$6
million. And right. In a year and a half, we're halfway. $3 million.
Well, good for you. All right. Yeah. So you've had some campaigns. You've had some fundraisers.
Mm-hmm. We had a fundraiser at Raging Rivers last year. Yeah. And we had a fundraiser at Cafe Napoli on Veterans Day last year.
I see. And you got some more coming up?
We do plan to have a fundraiser at the American Legion, Post 648 in Grafton on June 6th of this year. It'll be a dinner and some entertainment. And we'll have a raffle, hopefully raffling off founding member spots. And you could get your name on the wall at the memorial.
Oh, that'll be nice.
We've got a program what's set up where that, because one of our larger donors said, well, how are you going to sustain this? And I had some answers, but I didn't particularly like those. So we went back and we looked. And what we're going to do is we're adding in a granite wall similar to the Vietnam Memorial, but so that when you want to be a spot, we're going to have 5,000 spots on that wall for founding sponsors. In other words, so you give $1,000, you'll get your name on that wall as a founding sponsor, or your company name, or whatever you want.
Or how about your father's name, your grandfather's name, absolutely, somebody that served in World War II.
And then after the 5,000 names there, then what we'll do is we're going to have sustaining memberships, and they'll be going down. And so that'll be a permanent part of the memorial, and it's something that you'll always be proud of.
How big is that? How big is that going to be?
That wall is going to be, initially it's going to be done in sections. The architect hasn't got it out yet, but it's going to run the entire length of the memorial.
Okay.
So we're talking,
that's what I was
wondering. Oh, gosh, what, 500, 600, 700 feet? And then there's another section we can continue on after that as we look for future.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Mayor Mike Morrow with me and Brittany Weber, who's project administrator of the city of Grafton and the board secretary for a national memorial that they're working on. This is a heck of a project, you know, to get started. And basically it was your idea. You came up with it.
Yes, I guess.
And people were gung ho.
The amount of support, I guess the amount of love that has been generated by this project is overwhelming at times. I mean, we go out and talk. One of our chaplain is a Native American. We're bringing in the Native American community with us also, too, because, you know, as they know, they were code talkers during World War II. So our radio man will also replicate the code talkers on Omaha Beach.
Right.
They weren't at Point du Hoc, but we're tying them in with the Omaha Beach connection. And
okay, explain code talkers, because this is
interesting. Well, what it was back in it. People think it started in World War II, but it actually started in World War I. And what they did was that you'd take a Native American, and we'll talk about the Lakota tribe in World War I. So they had, one would be out doing at the front lines, one would be back by the guns, and he would be saying they'd fire a cannon. He'd say, "Oh, you're about 50 feet short," but they'd be talking in their native language.
Yeah,
nobody could understand them.
Right, they couldn't figure it out.
It was perfect.
It was perfect, and the first Congressional Medal of Honor to a Native American was to a code talker from the Lakota tribe. And so now Warren Gohl, who is our National Memorial of Military Ascent Commissioner, and he's also our chaplain, is a Native American. He's a, what do we call, a medicine man. He does for the Native community. And he comes up, and he's been on the radio, a lot of our programs. And if you go to our website, all of his programs and so forth are on there, where you can take a look at that.
How big is this going to be as a tourist attraction?
It's very huge. In other words, we didn't call it National Memorial for nothing, because it's basically already gotten national coverage with the American Legion. We'll be doing the same thing with the VFW this year when I brief their state convention in June. And so we're very excited about this.
And is there a lot of veterans in Grafton?
Grafton has the largest population of veterans per capita in the state of Illinois.
That's 17%.
And that was a year ago, so we have to calculate it even more now.
Yeah. Right.
And most of those veterans, if I will, are Vietnam veterans. And one of our founding commissioners was Sergeant Richard Flowers. And Sergeant Flowers was an outspoken advocate for the Vietnam veterans and supported this project to the fullest. And he passed away last year of cancer. And his wife Lula has been now appointed by this commissioner by the city of Grafton as a commissioner. She's picked up and taking place for her husband.
Now you have a website.
We do.
And how do we? What's that website?
GraftonMemorial.org. And you can get on there, and we've got our documentary crew. But the other thing we didn't say is that we have a documentary crew we hired out of Michigan that's documenting this entire process as we go. And they've done some shorts and so forth right now that you can see on our website. And at the end of the time, when we're finished with all this, when Brittany and I are going to sit back and say, oh my gosh, it's done, we will have a PBS quality documentary that'll be out there to play and for sale at our gift shop.
How many hours have you put into this project?
Gosh, countless. I can't even think. Countless. It's been, you know, you live, eat, drink, and breathe it. Mm-hmm. I mean, people call me. I've done coffee groups on Saturday mornings and things like that. If you need us to come give a private talk or a demonstration, or we've got a wonderful PowerPoint that we go through with a lot of photos and graphs, we'll go anywhere. So just let us know.
And what are some ways people can help out as far as
donate?
How can they donate?
The best thing they can do is share our website, share our Facebook page, and just get the word out.
Yeah.
If you go to the website, you can make a donation directly on the website.
Donate the website.
And the address is there if you'd rather mail a check or.
It's all tax
like
deductible because we are a 501c3. And we do. Brittany just got done sending out all the tax forms and everything for this last year in January. So please consider donating and please consider, you know, becoming a founding member. There's only going to be 5,000 of those.
Yes.
And then the rest are sustaining members. So.
Now, let's go over a few of the fundraisers that you have coming up, or maybe some that you've had and some that you've had coming up, Brittany.
One of the most important ones that is still going on is last year, Russ Roy, who is
alderman,
our alderman for Grafton and a commissioner with the memorial, we sent out 700 letters to the Illinois American Legions, and little by little, they've contacted us, and they're donating. So that's one of our fundraisers and campaigns that we have.
Do they typically have a hog roast or a chicken fry or something, a beer?
Fish fries. Yeah. But I'll tell you that
spreading the word is helping us.
Post number 648 was the first to donate last October 2023 when we had our initial kickoff.
Post 648.
Here in Grafton.
Whalen Hill, Grafton American Legion.
And I just had them go to our webpage. You can see their smiling faces again where they're giving another donation because they came out and the commander said, we want to be the number one post in the state of Illinois. So we're
with the largest donation.
We're keeping on top of this, and they are.
Great partners with the project.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And you said... Mayor, you said your post in Collinsville?
Collinsville, yes. I'm also a member of the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and post number 569, one in Collinsville, is also going to be putting on a fundraiser for us, which we're excited about. And I'll
details
be briefing
to follow.
And I'll be briefing the VFW this June also, too, their state convention. So we can, just like we did with the Illinois American Legion, we're going to do the same thing with the VFW, get them all on board.
Great. We ought to mention, too, I know you got an autobiography.
I do.
How many books have you written?
Well, I've written several. I've got an art book on the Kuwait War, which I did sketched and did all my own art and everything. And that can be you can buy that at the Grafton Art Store.
Okay.
And then I've also got a first half of my autobiography, which starts from when I was a kid all the way up going into the military. And that's available on Amazon, and it's called Proudly Made in Flint, Michigan.
Now, are you writing these yourself?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I write those myself. I did my own artwork and everything, yes.
Wow. And then how about the second half of your autobiography?
I'm working on that, but I'm not finding a lot of time to do it.
Yeah.
Still living it.
Still living it, but yes, I'm going through that piece. Now, I've got the prologue written, and I've got about two or three chapters, but, you know.
Are you enjoying living in Grafton?
I love it. Grafton is a wonderful place. You know, stay.
What do you love about it?
I love it because the people are helpful. They're friendly. You need something, they're there for you.
Brittany, how about you? What do you love about Grafton?
I love the people. I love the tourism. It's exciting at times, but I really love the atmosphere.
Yeah, the view.
The view.
The constant view. Well,
I live behind Pierre Marquette Park, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's fall, winter, summer, spring, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You got a great view
going on. It's always beautiful there. It is. It's nice. Well, unless you guys have anything else to say, we'll wrap up this interview, Spotlight Show.
I think it's one of those that don't be one of those that looks back and said, man, I wish I would have gave when they really needed it, because now we really needed to get it over. Because right now the statues are being poured in North Carolina, all 12 of them. That's are going to be done and ready to mount in the spring of 2026. We have that paid for. And we're also getting ready to start. We're starting the permitting process and so forth and start the construction on the parking lot and all that different type of thing. And then the museum, we're working with Taylor Studios out of here in Rétu, Illinois. And they're giving us a proposal. They'll come down for a three-day workshop and getting that ready. So please think about giving. Any little donation gives. I had a woman that was probably in her late 80s at one of our presentations with Warren Goal. She came up and reached in her purse, and you know, she had a $5 bill, and that was it, and she gave that. God bless her. God bless her.
Every little bit.
Sounds like a Bible story.
It is, but you know what? We love our veterans. They love our veterans, and this is something that you can do to support not just World War II, but all of our veterans and their families.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Wait a minute, Brittany, one more thing.
One more thing I want to say is
go ahead.
Thank you to all of our veterans.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank our veterans.
And this is our main goal, is to honor them.
Amen.
So.
Well, it's going to be a great one, that's for sure.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for coming in. Have a great day.
You too.